Episode 961, Confidence versus Ego.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. Are you motivated? Are you ready to get up and conquer the world? Oh, come on. You can do it. Today, though, we're talking about confidence versus ego. Oh, it's a strong one. Oh, it may even kick you in the stomach or someplace else where you really don't want to be going. Well, we're going to go there. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Confidence versus ego. Who wins? Football season has officially started, and I thought, why not start out with a game? A really huge game in our life, in our mindset. This particular episode could actually be a game changer for you. Why? Because a lot of us are living in the ego world. That's where we're centered. It's self-centered. But there's a few of us that really want to build us and become the confident ones. Where are you? Confidence versus ego. If you were to say what the score is today for you in your life, in your journey, who would be winning right now? Now this question, what propels you to greatness? It's confidence versus ego. We all want to impact in life. We want to make a difference. But how do you rise above the average? Some would agree that willpower and ego are the quickest way to the top. You don't need to worry about anybody else but yourself. If you don't stay in the game, someone's going to steal the ball. And we know what happens when the ball is stolen, right? Yeah. Not really good. Maybe for the other team, but not so much for your team. No one wants to lose in life. In fact, when reality sets in, you get defensive about your abilities and knowledge. The ego protects the self-interest of you. It's all about the image which is fed and motivated by the opinions of others. The ego, superior to others. No one else compares to you. Let the validation begin. Has that been your kickoff Monday? Are you ready for Monday night football? I mean, come on. All right, now, you know, I'm also into college ball, so I'm watching all of them. And I did get a lot of ball games in this weekend. Well, I had family and my son had a parade. We had other commitments and that's great. I'm committed to my family more than football. Yes, I am. However, though, we want to win the game, right? And I really want to watch the game and I want to see who's winning and who intercepts the ball and takes it. But in life, who's winning for you? Is it your confidence or your ego? So we already talked about the ego. No one else compares to you. Let the validation begin. Point number one. However, confidence comes knocking at the door. There you discover it's not about you, but the belief within yourself, the faith in your abilities and talents, what God has given you, His gifts, His abilities. They're gifted to you, and you recognize them. And you treat them as such. You don't exploit them. The ego exploits. Confidence does not. Confidence versus ego. Which one wins the race? Which one creates the greatest impact? You want to make a difference. So which do you choose? Well, you know the answer. You know it. So answer this question. How are you rising above the average to get noticed in a busy world? Confidence versus ego. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe nothing is impossible? Are you willing to do what it takes to get to the top without destroying or plowing over others? Or do you prefer to control the process, banking on only your abilities and the approval of others? No one can or will do it like you. Confidence versus ego. Well, it's time to decide. You're ready for kickoff. You got to make a decision. How do you rise above the average? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Action builds confidence. You cannot sit back in this world and let confidence happen to you. You build confidence, but you don't do it by selfish actions. You don't do it by being self-centered. It's not about your self-interest. So what does it look like in real life? If you were to bring this into reality and put this into motion, take action, take aim, what does that look like? Well, let's break it down. Number one, you have to forgive the fails. The fails are going to happen. But you can't sit there and like ho-hum over them. You can't blow them up and make everybody else look worse than what you did, right? It's you own them, you forgive them, you let them go, and you move on. You learn from them. It's all about it, because the more you fail, the greater your success. You got to keep failing in order to succeed, because you don't know what you could do right till you figured out what you do wrong. Jesus walked on earth and he didn't know everything. Okay, he did, but you know what I mean. He made mistakes, as in he probably maybe would have wished that he said something to somebody or said it a little bit differently. He was human. And so he had discussions, conversations with God, saying, "Ugh, why do I have to do this? Why me?" We ask that same question. Our ego steps in and our ego says, out of the way, I'm here to conquer the day. I got this all figured out. I failed, but oh, I'm not going to make it look like I failed. I'm going to blame it on somebody else. Then it's just going to push me to the top. That's not a team player, and that's the quickest way to losing. So number one, you have to forgive the fails. Learn from them. Number two, add value by serving others. Stop making it all about you. Now, understand this. This podcast is named what? Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. That doesn't mean that it's self-interest, self-centeredness. It's not all about you. What it's about is creating your now. What God has given you, what he's gifted you, not sitting on the couch, being lazy, going, I'm just going to wait till everything comes to me. Because, you know, that just is how it works. I don't need to put any extra effort. I'm too good for effort. I've already spent my time. You know what? We all have to go through the channels. We all have to get our card punched. It's all about learning and growing. But you have to do it by adding value to others, not subtracting it. We take way too much. I want to pause right here and say that those who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey and are in floodwaters now, and rain is still happening. I want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying for your family. And know that God is there with you. And the most important thing is your safety. And if we can do anything, reach out. I know our church, we are taking up donations. We've got teams going out. We've got, you know, here up north, we've got teams actually going down. But right now, some of the weather is so treacherous that they can't even get into the areas right now. So if by chance you are listening to this podcast and you are in the middle of this storm, literally, and you have flood water surrounding you, I want you to know that we're praying for you. We are lifting you up. And that, you know what? God's bigger than any storm, including Hurricane Harvey. So believe in him, have faith, and he will provide the way. You will get out of this. it's hard sometimes for me getting on these podcast episodes when destruction's happening around me. But then I also have to remember that I'm here not because of the destruction. I'm here for the hope, for the good news, for what you can do to create your now, what God wants you to do, the action that he wants you to take. And it's not based on ego. It's based on confidence, and it's his confidence. So you got to add value by serving others. Stop making it all about you, because it's not. If you think about it, it's all about God. It's all about Jesus Christ. Number three, be teachable. Always learning. This adds to your toolbox. It expands your knowledge base and it increases your expertise across the board. You're probably like, I'm not an expert. Oh, yes, you are. You're an expert at your own life and what you do. Now, I know we don't walk around going, hey, I'm an expert. Yeah, you know what? I got this all down pat. No, but what you do have is you have experiences. You do have knowledge. And you are an expert where God has placed you. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go around and brag about it like our ego would, but we can be confident in knowing that God has gifted us this. So if you notice, the kiss, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Action builds confidence. You forgive, you add, and you be. You take each of those first letters, and what is it? Fab. Think of it as like being fabulous. You want to be fabulous, right? It's the confidence side. And I can't help but think about when Jesus walked this earth. I think it would have been really, really cool to be one of the disciples and walk with him. But when he walked this earth, he didn't sit there and strut his stuff, did he? I mean, come on. He didn't sit there and say, look at me. Here I am. I am. No. He served others. For goodness sakes, he washed other people's dirty, gross feet. That should humble you immediately. Christ wants to be with you. He wants to walk in your journey with you so you can be confident in everyday life. Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. You and I can talk about your situation. I know what it's like not to be confident. I know what it's like to have an ego too. I know when the ego can get in the way. I know what it's like to have some children that have an ego and in their different stages of life. And sometimes the ego comes out more than the confidence. And you're like, whoa. And I have to give props up to my daughter, Ashley, because she and I actually talked about this episode. She's the one who said, Mom, you need to do an episode on confidence versus ego. Because in high school and in college, and now it's kind of somewhat in middle school too, kids got it all backwards. Where are they getting it from? Yeah, they're role models. Who's in the household? You. Confidence versus ego. You want help? Click on that link. Take aim. Let's begin the conversation. Let's get on the phone. Let's chat. It's free. My gift to you. You don't have to sit here and kind of fluff your feathers. Let God do the fluffing of the feathers for you. You know the bird, the male bird? I've watched this video over and over again, and I don't know if it was National Geographic, but I've watched it with my sons, and they are so into nature, and I love that. And so we'll watch some of these nature shows. I don't like the ones where they show that the animals are going after another animal. I mean, I know it's the circle of life, but I don't really like those. So this one was just about kind of the male bird getting and paint, you know, saying, hello, here I am, come to me, little female. I want you, and I want you to see how awesome I am. And in this forest, he found this beam of sunlight that came through the trees. And it almost appeared like it was this little circle, like if you were on stage And it was a spotlight. And he positioned himself just at the right place so that when the female bird came up upon the branch above him, she could see his magnificence below. He could sit there and do whatever he does with his head and fluff his feathers and make his chest very big and bold and then cry out and say, look at me, look at me. You don't need that stage when you've got God on your side. Let him build your confidence. Take aim. Stop sitting on the back burner. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop, you know, wandering in the failures. Forgive the fails. Add value by serving others and go out and be teachable. Be fabulous. That's what's in vogue today. Confidence versus ego. Confidence will win every single time. Grab that ball and run with it. You're going to rise above the average and step into your greatness when you take aim. Action builds confidence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.